People can sit here tonight and say, you know, there's nothing changed. 2 years ago, we were all about, you know, saying, like, there's a new council, that's going to give a go.
There's anger in the room and disappointment about this decision taken by Causeway Coast and Glens Council. Ryan O'Connor is a keen sportsman. He's also a double amputee and has been through a heart transplant.
I was very angry about it because I had thought, everyone had thought that everything was going on all clear, and you know, it sort of just brought me down from being up at the top back down low again, because you know, I was ready to participate at home, and now I can't because I don't have the facilities.
That feeling is echoed by Paul McCluskey, a former British and European boxing champion.
The crowd here, to be fair, was a bit of silence for a while, you know, but nobody knows what to say, so it's an unbelievable shock. The thing is, there's plenty of noise for me at height, but no, there's no real reasoning or answers to why this hasn't gone ahead, you know, so it's an unbelievable shock.
It's not about money here. Dermot says it very clearly. It's about flags.
Accusations are made. The decision has been blamed by one unionist councillor on a shortfall in funding. But not everyone accepts that, including a local Sinn Féin representative. And concerns are raised by local parents.
We're all the same. That's like a House of Lords sitting down there. They don't represent the youth or nobody.
If they're saying that it comes down to flags...
Do you really think that's what it's about?
I don't know.
Unionist councillors would deny that.
We're only hearing this side of the story, you know.
How do you feel that the Causeway Coast and Glens Council has basically turned down?
Well, they just seem to not care, don't they?
Are you angry?
Very. How could you not be? Would you not be angry?
Good question, but the only public representatives attending are those who back the project. Any suggestion that unionist councillors are trying to block the plans have been denied, but some present are sceptical.
John McPickle.
We've heard from one unionist councillor who says the reason that the plan was rejected is that they're spending money nowhere. There's been, as he put it, a moratorium on spending. Do you accept that?
I do not accept that. And I think the whole thing is there's something else behind the scenes that we don't see at the moment.
The Minister does send her apologies here, not to be here this evening. She would want to have been here.
The Department of Culture, Arts and Leisure funded the project by £2.5 million. It's explained that the Minister, Carol Ní Chuilín, will not be attending. A statement is read out instead.
In total, actually, is worth nearly £4 million.
Carlo Hushin, Sinn Féin MLA, Easter 8. Well, basically, it's a recommitment of the Minister to the Dungiven Sports Project.
However, some people raised tonight the fact that she's not here. People were disappointed given the fact that she's the DECAL Minister.
I think that because there's ongoing talks behind the scenes at the moment, she perhaps thought it not appropriate at this time. But I'm 100% sure that she will be here to announce the facility when it is passed.
There was a threat of legal action. Is there a potential there?
Councillors have a statutory duty for the provision of sports services and facilities. So if they are lacking or not fulfilling that duty, well then there has to be some sort of legal redress, and whether that is a judicial review or not, we will see in the coming weeks.
While some ponder on that option, others are bemused as to why the Minister is a no-show.
I thought that the Minister would have been there this evening there to give us a wee bit of clarification on the issue there.
And there's a final message to those councillors on Causeway Coast and Glens who may be listening today.
I would like those 19 who voted against this project to come and sit down with me and my son and explain what they can do for him.
You know, they're supposed to be helping the people, not, you know, when they seem to be bored more about themselves than they are about everyone else, so you know, it's just ridiculous.
Give our children a better future, that's all we're asking.
Give our children what they deserve.
There's fighting talk in Dungiven today.
Yes.
What's the next step?
I don't know. The bottom line, the project will go ahead. I can assure you of that.